became freed for being used by the animals and inhabitants of Vrindavan. And Pralamba also entered amongst his cowherd's boy's friend. He caused his death by Balaram. Thereafter, he saved his friends and cows from the severe forest fire. Thereafter, he chastised the Kaliya Nag in the lake of Jamuna, and he forced him to go out of the vicinity of Jamuna River, and thus he made the water of Jamuna poisonless. From the friends of Nanda Maharaj addressed him and said, "My dear Nanda, we do not know why we are so much attracted with your son Krishna. We want to forget him, but it is impossible to forget him. Why we are so much naturally affectionate towards him? Just imagine how wonderful it is. On one side, a boy of 7 years old only, and on the other side, a huge hill like Govardhan Hill, and he lifted it so easily. Nanda Maharaj, we are now in great doubt that your son Krishna must be some demigod. He is not at all an ordinary boy. Maybe he is the supreme personality of Godhead." That's why, on hearing the versions of the cowherd's men in Vrindavan, King Nanda addressed him and said, "My dear cowherd's men, in reply to your, I can simply present before you the statement of Gaurgamani so that your doubts may be cleared up." Gargacharya, when he came to perform the naming ceremony of Krishna, whatever he said are as follows. He said that this boy descends in different periods of time under different color, and this time he has appeared in Vrindavan in a blackish color known as Krishna. Previously he had white color, and then red color, and then yellow color, and at the present moment he has assumed in blackish color. He also said that this boy was sometimes the son of Vasudev. And anyone who knows about his previous birth sometimes call him Vasudeva. Actually, he said that my son has many varieties of name according to his different contemporary qualities and activities. Purachacharya assured me that this boy will be all auspicious for my family, and he would be able to give transcendental bliss, full pleasure to all the cowherd's men and cows in Vrindavan. Even though you will be put into various kinds of difficulties, by the grace of this boy, you will be very easily freed from them. He also said that formerly this boy saved the world from unregulated condition of states, and he saved all honest men from the hands of dishonest thieves. In this way, all honest men were saved from the clutches of dishonest population. He also said that any fortunate man who becomes attached to this boy, Krishna, is never vanquished or defeated by his enemy. On the whole, he is exactly like Lord Vishnu, who takes always the side of the demigods, and thereby they are never defeated by the demons. Purgacharya thus concluded that my child grow exactly like Vishnu in various transcendental beauty, qualification, activities, influence, and opulence. should not be very much astonished by his wonderful activities. After making this statement, when Gargacharya went back to his home, I'm continually seeing wonderful activities of this child. Therefore, in pursuance of the version of Gargacharya, I consider him that he must be Narayan himself, or maybe plenary portion of Narayan. When all the cowherd men heard very attentively the statement of Gargacharya through Nanda Maharaj, and when they appreciated the wonderful activities of Krishna and the past, they became very much jubilant and satisfied. After this, they began to eulogize Nanda Maharaj very greatly. By such consultation, their doubts about Krishna became cleared off. The cowherd men began to say, let Krishna is so kind and beautiful and merciful also, so that Indra, being angry upon us when he sent torrents of rain accompanied by towering of iced blocks and high wind, he became immediately compassionate upon us and saved ourselves along with our family, cows and valuable possessions, and picked up the Govardhan Mount Hill just like a child picks up a mushroom umbrella. He saved us so wonderfully that his merciful glance over us and our cows be continued, but as live peacefully under the protection of wonderful Krishna. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport of the 26th chapter in the matter of statement about wonderful Krishna.